everybody. It's Jared Bell from I Got Your Six Podcast. And in this episode of this season, we're talking with the Red Pill University. Yes, I Got Your Six Podcast and Red Pill University. We're going to be doing this. It's called Red Pill Lessons That You Need to Follow. Lesson one, part A, part B. This one's part B. Lesson two, part B. Things that you need to know, what you need to do to better improve yourself. First, let's dig in this right now. As I told you, remember, you need to get a notebook, write stuff down. Hey, remember this, when it comes to dating, time is money. Money is time. Wasting my time, you're wasting my money. Playing with my money is like playing with my emotions. You don't do that. I don't think so. I don't care, don't play with my money. That's a red pill right there. Listen, lessons you need to take to heart. Remember that. Those are things you need to understand. Because you need to tell that woman, or that man, or that person, non-binary, whatever, who's ever in your life, hey, you either in it for the long haul, or this ain't no stolen moment, this ain't no short-term memory. You either in it for the long haul, or I gotta let you go. Because I'm gonna tell you right now, that's what you're looking for. You're looking for someone that's gonna be there, that's gonna stay there with you. That's going to be that ride or die. You know, let me be clear. You want to ride or die. This ain't Hollywood. This ain't no movie like Grease. Oh, Sandy, my love. Nah, this ain't it. Oh, Sandy, can't you see I'm in misery? Where two hearts beat as one. Let go forever. Whatever. You know the song. If you don't know the song, trust me, it's from Grease. I like the song. Hey, I do like Grease. Just because I like Grease doesn't mean I'm some kind of nut. No, just I had a good childbirth. I had a good upbringing. See, when I was raised, my mom and my dad would always make us listen to different things than what normal people listen to. He said, my dad would have said, just because you black, you should not just listen to black music. Listen to everything other than black music. I mean, seriously, he would say, listen to other than black music. So I listened to everything other than black music. I like the Rolling Stones. I am a diehard Styx fan. I like the Renegade album. Good. That's a good song. Renegade album, it's a really good song. Really good album. I love the Styx. Styx are like an unappreciated group. I'm sad they broke up, but you know, hey, to each his own. I also like REO Speedwagon's really good. Like Kansas too. Dust in the Wind, really good song. And I like Ambrosia. There's some songs by Ambrosia I do like. There's some Poly music I like too. Polynesian. If I say Poly, that just means Polynesian. See, I'm a little more eclectic. And I do like my Motown. I like my Stax, my Sounds of Philadelphia. I'm the type of person that I like different good music, and I like good classic rock. I like some, you know, if you ever listen to Led Zeppelin, Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven, that mellow music, melodramatic music, or listen to some stuff by Queen, it's not even like heavy metal, it's just light rock. You know, people say, what do you mean by light rock? Like a good example of light rock would be someone like Christopher Cross. He's a light rocker. Air Supply, light rockers. Yes, those are light rock guys. They're really good. They know what they're doing. Those are light rockers. Those guys are called light rockers. That's what they say. I don't know if that's the analogy that they put on them, but they call them light rockers. Yeah, light rock. Light rock. Smooth, or what do they call it? Smooth jazz like Kenny G and stuff. Hey, let me tell y'all something. I want y'all to understand something. All right, I'm gonna tell you this thing. Here's what I want you to do. I'm gonna tell you something, because I want to give you a little. I'm gonna give you something that you need to know. This is gonna help you. All right, this is for all you Red Pill students out there. Grab notebook, download on your phone, laptop, or tablet. Because I don't know what you got. Phone, laptop, tablet, iPad, whatever. You know, Mac Air. I don't know what you got. PC, IBM, whatever. I don't know what kind of, you know, technology you have. If you got one of old school crapolas, so I'm terribly sorry. I feel bad for you. But But if you got the newest stuff, that's what you need. You got that, that's good. We're there. You're speaking to me, we're in the same language. This is what I'm gonna tell you. What I want you to do is I want you to download this, this, and this. When you download, I want you to download AliExpress or Alibaba. Either one of those will do, either one of those will work great. AliExpress or Alibaba. I like both. Now, Alibaba, you're gonna be dealing in bulk. So I wouldn't too much necessarily. I mean, if you're willing to buy in bulk and you're really seriously about wanting to do what I'm about to tell you, then this is what, then I would say you need to download AliExpress, Alibaba. If you're just looking for a small one or two or three items, AliExpress. That's a shorter, smaller version, okay? That's all that is. Now, once you download that, then you need to do two things. Need to get a sheet of paper. Oh, you all got a paper. You got a notebook. You're writing things down. Write this down. Think of a name of a product, of a company. Think of a company name. But think of a company name that nobody else has used. You want a name that nobody else is using. Seriously. You need a name that nobody else is using. I mean, seriously, you got to think of a company name. I can never use my last name because I'm J.R. Bell. And hey, can't use Bell because you got Bell Laboratories, you got Bell South, Taco Bell, Bell Metro, you know, Georgia Bell, Cal Bell, Pacific Northwest Bell, Kansas, you know, Call Bell, you know, they got things like that. Tennessee Bell, you know what I mean, I'm just saying. So, I could never do that. So, I would never do that, and I would never want to do that, you know, just because of my last name. So, I used to just, you know, I would always have another name. Or, I can always use my initials. You know, JB. Okay, we're going to do that. We're going to create this company, all right? So, we're going to say JB Global. JB Global is the name of the company. So, now you know the name of my company. JB Global. So now, JB Global is my company, and it's a conglomerate company. So we're making massive amounts of money with JB Global. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to AliExpress or Alibaba, depending which one you got. You can get both of them. Find some products in there that are generic. You're going to create a label of that product, whatever it is. So say for instance shampoo. You're gonna create your own label for the shampoo. Yep, you're gonna try the shampoo and you're gonna use it. If you like it, good. If you don't like it, that's why I said buy one or two. But if it comes out that you like it, get all the ingredients, label it on there, put all the ingredients on the label. Make sure all the ingredients are on the label. Perfect. You're gonna take that and you're gonna flip that by putting it up on social media. Telling everybody, I got shampoo. Probably a private label shampoo. And you're going to have to sell it. Here's the catch. You know how a lot of people would say, how much is that? You need to sell it at the price that I'm about to tell you. So if they tell you, like, you buy it for, say, $30 wholesale, For bulk of it, you're going to sell each bottle. You're mixing that stuff, making it yourself, bottling it yourself. So you're going to have to sell that at retail. You're going to sell it $30 a bottle of shampoo. But that's a set. Shampoo and conditioner is $30. Plus shipping and plus free shipping. That's including free shipping. So $30. You make a nice gift box and you put it there and you ship it out to people. You start making massive. You're not gonna make a lot of sales, but you're gonna make some sales. And the way you're gonna make sales is you're gonna do that because you are gonna be consistent. All right, Red Pill students, you're gonna be consistent. All right. Say you say, well, what if I don't want to do shampoo? You ain't gotta do shampoo. You can do whatever the hell you want. I would say if you want to sell cell phones, like I had one guy who said, what if I want to sell cell phones? My question is, why would you want to sell cell phones? That is a, I mean, I'm seriously, I mean, there is no way you're going to be able to make some money selling cell phones. Seriously. Because the way the market is and the evaluations and fluctuations of markets, it's kind of hard. And you're going to have a hard time making ends meet trying to sell those cell phones. Seriously, I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't. I would not do it. Just would not sell the cell phones. Just wouldn't do it. It's one of my vices that I would tell each and every one of y'all. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. But you know, that's not me. That's you. You're the one that's trying to make that grind. You're trying to make that hustle. So you pick whatever product you want to sell. I will not knock you. Okay? Not knocking you. Seriously. I am not knocking you. You choose whatever you decide you want to use. And that's how you're going to make your business. That's how you're making your hustle. Okay? That's called hustling. 101. You're hustling. You're grinding. You're being a beast. Okay? Not knocking you. Not going to tell you what you can and can't do. Just not going to do it. What I am going to tell you is you're doing a great job. Oh, shit. That's the Wells Fargo. That's Bank of America. Because I think the ATM machines are over there. I don't know. But look, I'm going to find out. So, what I'm going to tell you is, you know, that you need to follow your heart and do that, okay? A lot of people say, well, what does that have to do with red pills? It has a lot to do with red pills. It's called hustling, grinding, making your money, making your own money. That's basically what this is. You need to make your own money. You don't need to make someone else's money. Make your own money for yourself. You got a job. You have a full-time job, okay? You have a full-time job. Okay, great. You have a full-time... Holy cow, I gotta back up. Yeah. You need to do that. Reason why? It's called grinding. Earning your things. You got to grind. You need to get out there and grind. You got to get out there and work. Seriously. You got to put your efforts in. Got to do that because you got to build up your reputation. Let the world know who you are. That's how you build yourself, okay? And guess what else that does for you? Students, for those who don't know, you're also putting some money in your pocket. You're not being broke. Seriously, you're not being broke. Because I'm trying to help you. You don't want to be broke. All right? So you don't be broke. I want you to have a little more understanding, all right? That's why I say what I say. Yes. Yes. Yep. And I mean that. That's what I'm talking about. That's what you got to do. And that's what I mean, that you got to be able to do that because you got to build your own brand and stuff. And what I mean by that, students, I want you to take into consideration that you are the prize. Remember, you're the prize. No one else. Okay? You're the prize. Okay? No one else is the prize but you. You are the golden ticket. All right? You are the golden ticket. Remember that. I want you to remember that you're the golden ticket. And you're going to be that golden ticket. All right? All right. Now, enough said about that. Now you understand. Now you know how to... now you know how I talk about... Now I told you how... Like I said about how you can start making your money and your little hustle and stuff. Yep. But now I'm going to tell you another little trick. This is something that no one will ever tell you. This is something that I learned very on. I learned this the hard way. And I learned this in a very unfashionable way. And I'm going to tell you how I learned it. One day I was doing some work for a business guy. And he called me up and he asked me, at that time we had the old cell phones. The old Nokias. And that's the phone that I had. So I had my Nokia. And the first thing I did was I took my Nokia. And the first thing I was doing with my Nokia, I made the call. You know, I called him because he called me and I was busy. So I saw that his number showed up. So I'm like, oh, he called me. I wonder what he want. So I called him back and I asked him what he want. And he told me he had a great business opportunity. An opportunity was for me to make a lot of money. And I was like, I'm in. I didn't even care about what it was. I just said, I'm in. Reason why I said that, because I knew for a fact that him, he was the most, I knew who he was. See, when you got people like, here's the thing. Let me tell you something right now, Red Pill students. The girl that you're going to get in your life, it's going to be the one that's going to be the one that's going to define you. Right now, you're going to be tested. You're going to be so tested because she's going to test your ability. And I'm going to tell you, like I tell all my other students, this one right now, this is something you need to write down. Remember, her money is her money. Your money is her money. Write that down. Really write that down. Because you want to memorize that to heart. And it's not a bad... I'm not saying it to be mean or anything. Is that bad or anything? I'm not saying that to be a plethora of whatever. I'm just saying that her money is her money. Your money is her money. Or shall I say, her family's money as well. Because she will call you and be like, hey, I need you to send my brother some money. Hey, can you send my cousin some money? Be like, how much? $40. Got it. You be like, all you're saying is I got it. And she'll say, thank you. I appreciate it. That's all she's gonna say. That's all she's going to say. Thank you. I appreciate it. And that's pretty much it. Thank you. I appreciate you. See, that's the thing. She's going to appreciate you. And the more you do little things like that, students, guess what's going to happen? You're going to open that door. I'm not talking about the Pandora's box door. You're going to open things in her heart and make her feel things. Things she never felt before. Because before, you're just a cash cow. I mean, seriously, she gonna think you're just a cash cow. But once you start doing things for her, start helping, start treating her the way she wants to be treated, she's gonna start seeing you in a different light. The hardest thing I'm telling you right now, look, the hardest thing that you're gonna have to do is to open up. Oh yeah, one other thing, listen carefully. I had to stress this one right here. Oh, this is one thing I'm going to stress. If you have to show any type of emotions to your girl or your guy or your life partner or whatever, binary, whatever, whoever you're with, don't. Don't. If you never cried in front of that person, don't ever do it. That shows a sign. That shows a sign of weakness. Seriously. They will see that as a sign of weakness. Don't ask why, but they do. Science has even proved it. Let me give you an example. Students, I want you to take this to heart. This is what I mean. There was a study where this lady, she was a research scientist. She grabbed 10 kids. 5 boys, 5 girls. The five boys. So what she did was, she said it was awkward with the 5 boys. It was equally when it's 10. So what she did was, she said, I'm going to make it even. She made it 6 boys and 6 girls. That's how she did it. She made it that equal. She said, because I want to equalize it. And they said, deal. So the 6 boys and the 6 girls were in a room. They came in, the 6 boys, the girls were told to leave the room. They asked them to leave. So the girls left. Well, when the girls were gone, they told the boys, we're going to give you cookies and milk. Pick your cookies, pick your milk. Whatever cookies you want, you can have. Didn't matter what kind of cookies you want. You want chocolate chip, Oreos, Hi-Hos, Sunshine, whatever. Whatever Hydrox, whatever cookie you want. That's what you want, that's what you got. Guess what happened? The boys were happy. They all sat there and they sat around, they ate, they smiled, they giggled, they laughed, they had a blast. Here's what happened next. They brought the girls back in. Well, when the girls came in, they told the girls, y'all can't have no cookies and no milk. And they said the reason why is because it's only for the boys. One girl walked over and said, you know, it would be nice if you could share your cookies with me. Just me. No one else. Just me. And one of the boys was like, well, I'm almost finished. All I have is one left. So this is not really, how can I share? He goes, how can I share? Well, you can give me that one and the rest of your milk. I don't have any more milk. I'm out. And she goes, oh. So she goes and moves to the next one. It would be nice if you share. You know, sharing is caring. And the young kid was like, yeah, but I don't care to share. So, you know, boom, boom, done. Now, the girl was mad as hell. The girl was so mad. Little girl was so mad. That's not fair. And she was so not mad. She wasn't having it. She was like, I don't care. Don't speak to me. She went and told another staff member, he doesn't like me. Boy never said nothing to her. He was just sitting there eating his cookies. And all she said was, he doesn't like me. And they say, and the girl and the lady goes, well, how do you know that? Because he doesn't share. And sharing is caring. He should share. So they were like, all right. What they did was they brought out a toy. This toy is a toy that only boys and girls would love. Mainly girls. And also boys. Because what they did was, They brought out this particular Nerf gun. Just for the girls. And they were boys type of Nerf guns. And they told the girls, you can play with the Nerf gun. All the girls were happy. They played. They had their good time. They were happy. The boys go, can we play with you? The one girl that was the alpha girl, she said, nope. Didn't want to share the cookies with us. Nope. Boys were like, okay. And they were like wondering, like, why are you mad at us? We were told the cookies are for us. Well, this is for us. So the girls started playing. And here, let me tell you about what made it really bad. The boys, one of the boys was an alpha red pill. He was an alpha. When I say he was an alpha, he was a gangster. Beast on steroids. Little kid. Here's what he did. And here's what he said. When the girls were sitting there talking and making fun of him, saying all these things about him, about the boys and stuff, saying, you know, about the reasons why, you know, this and that and everything. Here's what he said. I don't need to play. I don't need that to have fun. Come on. So he was having one of the other boys and they started playing tag. Let's play tag. Tag, you're it. Running around. Them two guys, young kids, ignored the girls. While the other boys were all focused on the girls. Because, hey, who wouldn't? The reason why I'm telling you this is because I want you to understand something. This is how society dictates. Look to this. Listen to this. Write down. Go to the bar. Write this down. Take a note. Write this down. When I go to the bar, I shall not buy no woman a drink unless that's the woman that came with me. Remember that. I will not buy any woman a drink unless she came with me to the bar. Bingo. Because what you're going to do is, if you do that, and you go to the bar and you have to buy her a drink because she came with you, here's what you do. You say, here's what. You go like this. Ready? You go, I got the first round. You get the second round. We're gonna alternate, all right? We're going to alternate until you say, I had enough. All right? Until you say, I'm good. I had enough. We're good. No more. That's what you're going to do. You're going to say, no more. I had enough. All right? That's how you're going to do it. You're going to do it just like that. And that's all you tell her. You want her to be just that comfortable. You don't want to sit there and cut her off. You want her to cut herself off. All right? That'll help you. And that'll make things better for you. Seriously, learning is the key. Object. Okay? Here's what I want you to do. This is what I want you to do. All right, this is something that's called less homework time. Very good homework. What I want you to do is, I want you to grab your notebook, or you can get another notebook if you want. If you don't have the one you got, you don't want that one. You'll use another one. Go ahead. Doesn't matter. What I want you to do is, I want you to write down. I want you to go out, and I want you to go to somewhere in a cosmopolitan area where it's like a lot of people, like a little area where it's like heavy mixed, like a mixed area, like a little area, the outdoor area, outdoor venue area where people walk and commingle. That's what I want you to do. I want you to go someplace like that where you can find people that commingle and stuff. Because what I want you to do is, when you find some people like that, I want you to do one thing. This is what I want you to do. Simplest thing and most effective thing to do. I want you to do this. Watch people. Look how they interact. Watch how they talk. Watch how they hold hands. You can tell who's been in love, who's in love, been in love, or newly in love. If you don't know what that means, I'm going to tell you. Here's how you can tell a person that's newly in love. They're holding hands. They're looking in each other's eyes. They're calling each other all pet names and stuff. They're like snookums, who bay, Boo, Honey, My Love of My Life, but never the government name. Never the government name. Always little pet names. I never understood why on that one, but hey, we'll leave that alone. And I digress on that. That's just something that I just have to work with my inner demons. Okay, now you got that. Here's what I want you to do. Now since you do that, when you do that, all I want you to do is to put things in perspective, is to understand how the human behavior works. That's all I'm asking you to do is study. When you watch how people interact, it's going to make you better when it comes to looking at what women want. You'll know what a woman wants. I'm going to tell you how I know. I sat there one time and I did that because I watched what a professor told me what to do. To watch and do that. So I watched how this woman was sitting there. I watched how she touched her hair. Every time a good-looking guy went by, she would always, you know, put her hands in her hair. So I always watched her. So I always wondered, why is she putting her hands in her hair? And I noticed a guy. It was a good-looking guy. And that was the reason why. The guy was good-looking, and that was the reason why. That was the main reason why she did that. He was a good-looking guy, and she wanted him to notice him. She would always look up, put her head down, and look her eyes up at him, and smile. He never paid her. He paid her no mind. Oh, but she was trying to give him all this A material. Her A game, as they call it. Her A game turned out to be a lemon. Hey, tweet your zone. You know, welcome to the real world. Hey, it's red tape. It's red pill university. Trust me. Now, like I told you that, I'm telling you that because that's what I want you to understand. That's what I need you to realize. And that's how I started understanding things. There's a whole book that you can buy on how to do that stuff. But listen, let me tell you something. Save your money. Don't buy the book. Just go to YouTube. You can find book videos and stuff on that. Or just go out and do it yourself. When you do it yourself, it takes a while for you to actually get things in order. I mean, you gotta put everything in perspective. I mean, seriously. And it kind of makes it kind of understanding how you want to understand the woman's psyche. Because when you understand the woman's psyche, you'll become a better person. Really, you will. And you'll be the best red pill alpha you ever can be. On steroids, yes. You'll be whoever you want to be. Don Juan Coyote. Or Jack Reacher, alpha male. Seriously, that's what I'm talking about. You'll be whoever you want to be. That's all you'll be. It's whatever you choose you want to be. You put yourself to it, put your mind to it, you can do it. If you believe it, you can conceive it. All right, hey, Red Pill students, this is Red Pill University students, listen. I'm done. I just thought I'd put this in there. I was rambling on. I'm going to stop because it's time. We're done. For this lesson right here, we're done. What I want to say is I want to thank each and every one of you out there for listening to my Red Pill University. Red Pill University, what I want you to do is do me a favor. I want you to have some respect. I want you to love yourself. And remember, you are the prize. Not them. Remember, you are the prize. My students, I will tell you that you are the ultimate prize, okay? So remember that, all right? Hey, till next time in Red Table, next time in Red Pill University lessons and Red Pill Talk, this is Dr. P- professor and mantris, the one and only Guru Gupta, J.R. Bell. And I will catch you next time on Red Pill University lessons that you need to understand. I will catch you in the next Red Pill podcast. Red Pills out.